Hi, everybody. Well, today is our Saturday PBS radio show, Creation Lightship Healing, and this is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. So the day today is the 24th of February, 2018. And here we go. We're going to release the energy of the day from you in case it's connected to you for today or from past days and events going back on a yearly basis for this particular day of the 24th. So releasing the energy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. Boy, there's still some stuff there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. Okay. We'll see if that helps you. And let's bring up the light being on your monitor screen, or maybe you have multiple screens. Here we go. And it could also be the light ship insignia. Either way works. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And if you have a special event situation going on that's bothering you, we'll say, let's release that from you. Have to go to that particular time on the time matrix here that you're connected to release it. Here we go. Releasing it now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And I'll put Ann on. Are you all ready to go, Ann, out of the BBS preparation rooms and voice tunings, et cetera? So here we go.
Yes.
You got the microphone now.
Okay. Good evening, Ron and everyone. So happy to be here myself. And if you aren't already feeling relaxed and peaceful from the clearing Ron did at the start of the show, I'm sure as we progress, you will be more and more peaceful and in tune with the new earth, at peace all the time. So as Ron said, it's Saturday, and hopefully, you might be listening to this on an archive, but this Saturday night show is a terrific one to listen to live, if possible, because Ron does a physical healing every Saturday night by bringing us to Creation Lightship, where we were created to experience a source energy healing. And it's a great idea, I feel, to be a little prepared for that, because you don't want to just sit through it. You want to have a specific physical request for the light beings. And what a lot of people do is write something down that you'd like worked on, so that you know you can just sort of relax and listen to the beginning part of the show. And another wonderful thing about Saturday nights is that on the Lightship is everything of nature that we could probably think of. And you can request rooms you might like to visit. And given a lot of people have had some tough weather this year, maybe people want to request things of springtime or summer or warmth. I know people request the beach, palm trees. We had a request recently for the hibiscus, and that always makes me think of Hawaii, where it's usually warm and sunny. Now, or maybe you really love the winter and the snow, and you want to request the snow room. So anything like that, and of course animals, wild animals, pets, whatever source energy you'd like to experience, go ahead and send that in, and Ron will create that space for us to experience on the Lightship. Today, Ron did the second part of the skeleton clearing, where he focused on ligaments, tendons, and cartilage, though it certainly felt to me like it went into much more of our skeleton. And Ron very generously, after the call, let us spend 2 more hours on the Lightship for our own personal healings. And I thought I feel like people enjoy a slight review of what happened on the call today. I wanted to say, please write in if you were on the call today and let Ron know how you experienced it, how you're feeling now, if you've noticed any changes. I know it's sometimes hard to put things into words, and also you may not even be aware yet of the healings and how they're affecting you. But when you can, I know Ron would appreciate having feedback from all of us. But I know a lot of people were absentee on the call today, so I made a few notes and about what Ron did. And on this call last week, he started at the feet. On this call, he started at the top of our heads. And, of course, the first thing he did was charge waters for us to drink through the call and for the rest of the day. And then he started, as I said, at the top of the head. Then he removed the death energies, not again, and we'll talk more about that later in the show, the work that Ron did for the whole planet on Thursday night. We'll hear from him exactly, you know, any more details that he might have. And then he just worked down our body, the forearm, the elbow. Then he went down to the tailbone and all the way up the spine. And then he went to the top of the legs and the hips. And with each section, there was quite a bit of time that we were just worked on by the light beings. And, of course, the whole body, you know, got completed. And, it was a terrific call. So, again, we'd love to hear from people. I'm going to read some testimonials that have come in about today. And let's see here. Here is one from somebody who was on both calls last Saturday and today. Yes, skeleton clearing parts 1 and 2. I've noticed a few things. I can stand up just using my legs. I don't have to use my hands to grab onto anything. I get through my exercise routine with comfort. Not too many groans. I can stoop to pick something up. I don't have to bend over straight-legged. These are all good indicators. Thank you, Ron. So that's good. That's somebody who's aware already of the changes in their body. And let's see. Here's another one. Oh, here's one about Ron. Last weekend, Ron was in Los Angeles at the New Life Expo, and a lot of people were there, I know, and some people that perhaps just met Ron and just had their first, not their first exposure to source energy, but their first exposure in a long time and went into the light chamber. And this person had their photo in the light chamber, and they wrote in to say, I was in my house and suddenly felt happy all day. I realized my photo was in the LA conference light chamber. Thanks, Ron. What a wonderful feeling. So that's great. When Ron does these expos, and he's doing two more coming up, you can send a picture of yourself to be in the light chamber to receive Creation Lightship energy, like we're going to be experiencing tonight for a few minutes. Here's another testimonial about today and last Saturday. I feel much more flexible, and 80% reduction in pain from today's call. Also, lots more energy. So that's terrific. I should say I am feeling, I would say more than anything, just extremely relaxed and peaceful. The call felt very powerful. Okay. And okay, so now I'll read a little about what Ron did on Thursday. Let's see. Because we have some testimonials in about that as well. And Ron's gift to us, latest gift to us, very nicely said, Good evening, all. Last evening on the BBS show, and they put the date Friday the 23rd, Ron announced that on Thursday he did a healing whereby he has released all of us and all sentient beings from the anxiety of the curse of death. What a gift. We know that sometimes the energy comes in earlier or later than when Ron sends it. I experienced this energy Wednesday evening during the Wednesday healing call, but this was not the usual energy I typically experience on this call. This was way different. It was reminiscent of the last time I was, in quotes, stone in love many years ago. That wonderful feeling that everything is as it should be. No cares, no worries, not a negative thought in sight. High as a kite, feeling absolutely wonderful in my body and not wanting to go to sleep because I wanted it to never end. Wow. Thank you, Ron. You truly are the best. And thank you so much, listener, for sending in that testimonial. And another one on the same subject of the work Ron did on, I almost said on his own. You do all this work on your own, of course, Ron, but not during a call, a healing call, nor during a radio show. Just Ron realized this was something that he could do for us and for the whole planet, really. And did that on Thursday night for us. So someone else wrote in, "Wow, Ron, that is so truly amazing. The death sentence energy being removed, feeling so blessed to have you here helping us. Being in the North Wood, we had a great amount of snowfall today, Friday. I cleared some. When it's a lot, I ask for help from a neighbor. But today, I cleared the snow, then took a break, then cleared more. My driveway is very large. Doing the mind-to-heart heart drop, and with this energy, I had, by today, shoveled the whole drive by myself. There was so much snow. It took 2 hours, but I got it done. I even noticed my aging dog was having a blast playing in it and wondered how she was acting like a pup out here today. Well, no mystery now. We have Ron to thank for this wonderful new energy." So thank you very much. That's also a very lovely testimonial. And
yeah, thank you, everybody, for those testimonials. That's wonderful.
Yes. Okay. Oh, good. We're getting in some room requests now, Ron. So before we move on, Ron, are there more things, or not necessarily more things, but any details or refinements to what happened to all of us on Thursday night that you'd like to talk about?
Let's see here. How would I answer that? Just know that your body, well, I guess I'll talk to your body because you're really listening to me through your ears, and that could go maybe into your mental body. So I want to strictly address your physical body now, and I'm telling your physical body that what you had placed on it throughout eons of, we'll just say, of being here and or wherever you were, somehow this energy was brought in stealth mode, and it didn't want creation energy, which is what you're a part of, to live and have a really long lifetime. And so that's why they brought this energy in. It would come in sporadically, so you could have a good day, maybe one day out of the month, maybe, or maybe even more often, but but somehow that energy came and kind of messed you up. And then it gave you that death sentence, and then your body gave up. So it's sort of like when we initially started doing the your healer, the mind of the body, helping it out so that it would restore itself to have a wonderful a healing for your body, because that's what heals your body, is the mind of the body. So now it's even more empowered. And being more empowered means that it can help you. And along with everything else, you're going to be able to feel better each day and be able to plan a life for yourself that you're going to be able to fulfill. So there's always that hesitation of not knowing if what you're doing, if you're wasting your time. You know, maybe you have a 10-year project that you're planning to do, and you know, what is to say that you're 30 and you plan to do something by the age of 40? Well, there's always a little hesitation, especially as you get closer to 40, you know, in your process, and you don't know what that is. So now you can go just full blast on your creativity and, I don't want to use that new age term, be all you can be. But this will allow you to create without having blocks put in your way, because your body is being blocked by this energy brought to it. So I guess I'll turn it back over to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Well, thank you. That was very interesting and uplifting. Okay. I'll keep going with our emails here. Thank you, everyone. Someone wrote in, great job today, Ron. I feel like I've never been worked on my hips, spine, and elbows. I have been stretching and relaxing all day and feel great. Looking forward to my body realizing what happened over the next few days. Well, that is very... well said, well put, that it sometimes the integration, and I know, Ron, you often remind us to command the mind of our body to accept and integrate all of the creation lightship healing. So anyone, especially if you are on absentee, you'll want to do that, but everyone really should do that. Correct, Ron?
Yeah, that is correct. Even now, after the call, and you could still be being worked on the lightship if you have a specific problem, we'll say, that is kind of ongoing. Remember, the light's out of time, so down here I have to put a time restraint on it because of just being in time and the clock ticking. So on the lightship, you could even be up there right now having extra work done. It's sort of between you and the light beings. And some things are done instantly on the light ship, and some things may take a little while for your body to integrate because it's done up there and it needs time down here to settle in. I guess I'll have you go on there since we have other testimonials, Anne.
We do. Here's another one on the death sentence clearing. Dear Ron, I've been dealing with quite a few health problems since the Northern California fires and felt down and like I wouldn't make it another year. The past 2 days, I have felt very motivated, lighthearted, and just better overall. Yesterday, I spent a half an hour with a hummingbird and realized afterward I had no other thoughts and was in total peace during that time. I can't thank you enough for all you do for us. Blessings.
That's sweet. Thank you.
And I think we should go to the hummingbird room tonight.
Yeah, that sounds good.
I'll put that one in and as a request. And let's see. Yes, we're getting some room requests in. Wonderful. And... here's something, pain gone testimonial. Hello, Ron. This is not actually about today, but I'll read this one anyway. Thank you for providing us with the whole life pain body clearing. So necessary and helpful to me. I recently cleared the word pain in the natal barcode clearing. This made me realize that that word is very charged and had too much power in my life. Now, instead, I think of sensations in my body, and this has made me notice more of the message my body is sending, causing me to be more patient with my body and to check if I am in my body and heart-centered. Most of the sensations are memories of my past and fears of the future. Taking the emphasis away from that harsh word has improved my health. Thank you for all you do. I feel that it's been suggested in the past to people that they do that word pain on the natal barcode, and it's such a good idea. I guess any word that has a charge for us like that. Like, well, I won't start saying them, but I like that idea of saying sensations. Maybe we'll start saying that on the shows. Okay, I'll keep going. Okay, so someone's asking, they were absentee, didn't know that they had extra time on the light ship, so therefore they didn't write a note about any extra healing. So would you say, Ron, that they were still worked with and that the light beings worked with them anyway as they were on the call?
Well, yes, of course. Remember,
right.
When you're on the call absentee, you pay for it. You're absentee on the call. It doesn't matter how long the call is. So you're always on that call, and it's
right.
Your choice if you wish to be, you know, on the call in real time. So the fact that you came on and paid for the call, you're on the call for the duration. There's really no reason to ask anything because that should already be a given. You're on a call for purchasing the call.
Right.
Sometimes, most of the calls we go over anyway.
Right.
So anyway, just know that. Don't even question it because your mind is blocking the healing from you, thinking that you're not having a healing. So for that fact, since you're in the mental realm, I would do some type of mental clearing to help yourself out because your mental energy is sabotaging you. So
right.
That's how I would look at that, because when we're doing the calls, we're in peace energy. And the peace energy helps you heal because you're taken away from the energy of duality and law of cause and effect. So back to you.
Right. Okay. Next testimonial someone just sent, an angel cat on the death sentence. Angel, the Long Island kitty, has been running around the house, room to room, and onto my lap every chance she gets for the past 2 days. She is 12 years old and acts like a kitten again.
Yep, that's cool. remember, animals, pets, animals, what does it say, pets? Because you're responding to them and they respond to you. They know what's happening. So that's so cool that it can feel that it's younger again. It probably had the old age energy coming in, and being 12, that is a little bit older, and now it knows, wow, I can be young again. It has permission. So that's great. So back to you.
Right. And so many people report, and it's in my house, it's the same, that the pets come to the phone whenever Ron's voice is on. Okay. So I just want to make one other thing clear about going to the light ship. Somebody sent in a request for something physical they have going on. And I understand that you might do that, but what you're going to do is each of us are going to ask for a physical healing on the light ship. So you don't have to come through us or Ron even. Now you're going to voice that yourself. So there are really no rooms that are specific to healing unless Ron creates a room like that for a specific reason. So whatever your physical issue, because I know we have a lot of new people listening, Ron, you know, you're going to make your own request. Mine will be something different. The next person's will be something different. I think I said that right. So, okay. Alrighty. Get back here to some. Okay, here's a question, Ron. Last night you used the term, I don't know if you're going to remember this, timeline matrix as opposed to timeline crash. What does that mean? Thank you.
Well, when you think of a timeline, you think of a timeline that you're on that you can never get off of, and or it keeps recycling. And so this is energy in the matrix, so it sort of diffuses maybe you thinking that it's going to be going over and over and over again. And, you know, you could be put on another timeline entirely different, you know, with a different, say, number on it, a different energy system, we'll say, a different sequence in the time matrix. So maybe one starts at 1 o'clock, another one starts at 101, 102. But you need to remember that by changing it over, your mind may be able to make it a little softer for you. So the timeline matrix or the matrix timeline or being in time in the matrix might be another way of looking at it, so you don't feel like you're completely trapped within that system. So you want to clear it. Another way of stating this, if you go into the timeline crashing and you're petrified that, you know, you're not going to get out of it, you know, that's the situation that you're putting yourself into. You don't want to recreate more timelines. And there are some people out there maybe that are listening or the kind of the, you know, the scientific people, very mental and then slash maybe, hate to be sarcastic here, but a worry wart, you know? And, you know, that can be good. But just know that you're getting off the timelines and that you don't want to be on. And so, you know, change it for yourself a little bit so that you know that when you get in there, you're off of those timelines so you can have some resolve in your life. Otherwise, you may still feel like you're trapped. Remember, the trapping is the death energy that they put on you. So that is now taken away, and you should have another way of looking at your life and be able to be more creative without the worries of not completing. So back to you.
Okay, great. So we have a testimonial, Ron, another testimonial from about today, and also a question from this listener. After today's call, my body seems to feel more flexible, and my face is glowing, even in the dark.
That has to do
with today, and also taking that our death sentences away is probably really literally lighting up this person's body. And then they have a question about the soul family disconnection clearing. With that clearing, does someone else then get what I agreed to?
Boy, I don't know. I don't live in darkness. So that I can't even answer.
Okay. Right. And maybe we could even go so far as to say, who cares? As long as you're out of it. And, you know, unfortunately, too bad everybody can't get out of that. But Okay, here's another testimonial. The body clearing you did yesterday. Wow, what a clearing. I couldn't quite put into words what happened that day. I had the most positive perception of my body that day when I thought of doing something new, like my age didn't matter. So glad that it was more than a one-time thing. Thank you, Ron. Right. Also, nicely put, we have an uplifted future to look forward to.
Yeah, so what probably happened was your creativity, energy that you had throughout your life of being creative and maybe not succeeding or completing your creation energies of what you wanted to do, of making something, doing something, that energy is still there, waiting for you to respond to it. So maybe you turned it off. You know, maybe you're the type of person that, you know, can only go 70% of the way for completion, then you stop, not knowing why. Well, the energy is still there for you to complete with. So all of a sudden, you know, you get all this energy and you go, wow, I thought of doing this when I was, you know, 18, and oddly enough, now I can still pursue, you know, this dream that I had, and I'm 65, you know, so that energy is still there with you. So it allows you to become more creative because source energy is creation energy. So looking at it another way, that creation energy that you were involved with years ago is still with you, and that energy would like to still respond to you if you choose to do that. And it's already in place. So you're bringing in more source energy of creation to you, which could make you feel younger because you had that particular thought, idea, dream at a younger age. And it's there and it's coming back. So that's a good thing. So back to you.
Right. And so many people are writing in, too, about increased energy and flexibility and the stretching. And I was walking a lot, at, you know, during and after the call. But then when someone said stretching, I thought, oh, that's a good idea. I didn't think to do that. Okay, so another testimonial, Ron. Hi, Ron. Tonight, I'm listening to you. This came in yesterday. Regarding the gift of lifting the constant drumming of death and doom to our being. How wonderful. I was thinking about all the gifts you gave earlier as I was listening to an archive and learning about a listener whose hair had become so full and healthy, and asked you if this was one of the benefits of the clearings. You said that, yes, this indeed happens after being on the light ship for a few months. This happened to me. My hairdresser was telling me that I had too much hair for my size, but that it was very healthy. I also noticed that my hair no longer comes out in clumps, just a few strands. I like all the hair and a dramatic difference from before. Anyway, getting back to these gifts, I thank you from the bottom of my heart for hanging in with us and allowing me and us to feel so alive and healthy.
Thank you. That's great.
Yes, thank you very much. Yeah, that's something I hadn't thought about in quite a while. A lot of people do report that their hair, well, they feel better, then they look better, and it's then the looking better is actually manifested in the physical in ways like your hair looking better and your skin and all that. And another one, Ron, response to the feeling of death healing. Hi, Ron. I did feel it, actually. I was doing my mind of the body death barcodes, but I am just on 24 of 98, but I felt hope. Thought it was because I was progressing towards the goal. While that is true, now I think it is because of the healing Ron did for us on Thursday. I'm doing the rest of them with a lighter heart and spirit. Thank you, Ron.
That's great.
And now, has anything changed with the death barcodes, Ron? If you're doing death barcodes, you do want to keep going and keep doing them, right?
Yes, that is correct. Uh-huh.
Okay. And Ron, if in case you're a new listener, Ron has a death barcode removal healing on his website. And before you do that, even before you purchase it, you send Ron an email and ask him how many death barcodes you might have on you. And I guess, right, Ron, we're going to progress with that, or maybe you haven't thought all of that, the details of that through yet. We can wait and talk about that if you want. We'll talk about that in the future. Okay.
Maybe a couple weeks away or something.
Right. Okay. So here's another testimonial death program. Yes, I woke up feeling unusually clear, light, and positive this morning. Thank you so much. That's great. And someone else wrote in, I can feel the energy shift. I feel very inspired right now and feel like I have extra energy. I am busting to use. Very inspired to do my hobbies and creative work. Thanks a bunch. Well, that's wonderful. That's exactly what you were just talking about, Ron.
Yep, wonderful.
Oh, and that reminded me, and what you were saying earlier, that it's a good time to mention to people the educational whole life clearing and the IQ whole life clearing. That might give a little extra momentum to people sort of, you know, having more energy to doing things.
Yes, that's correct.
We haven't talked about those in a while, but they're important. They're good, really good ones, and people have had really good, really good results with them. Okay, here we go. Another one. Living better. A comment on Ron's talk tonight. I am 58. And doing clearing since last March. Yay, 1 year now. I am feeling, especially lately, I'm feeling more mental energy, more physical energy, and seeing nature as crystal clear with my vision. I do resonate to what he said. I have this sense of knowing I am well and feeling well. Thanks, I feel it.
Great.
Well, that's the important element also. You always say, Ron, you have to know it, and you have to have that testimonial. You have to have that faith that you are healed and go forward. Okay. It is almost time to go to the light ship. I think I have one more testimonial. Yes. Testimony regarding the death body program removal. Hi, Ron. Regarding the Thursday night death program healing, it explains why I felt so up and positive on Friday morning. It was the same feeling I might have if it were the first day of a 3-week vacation. Now I understand why my body and mind felt more in harmony with each other. Usually I am aware of an ongoing battle between them as I daily practice anti-aging and cellular integrity. It was always as if I was working against myself in a futile attempt to retain what good health I have. I run a lot of clearings daily the past 6 years, which are great, but now you have given us all the ultimate phenomenal gift of self-renewal. I sense that my body will automatically realign its balance after this energetic release. I feel different in a higher vibrational way, for lack of better words. My thoughts are more heart-centered, too, and it is easier to stay in the present the past 2 days while at work and with others, whatever is happening. I am hopeful for a quality of life in my golden years not expected before.
Yeah, that's very good.
Yes, that's a beautiful letter. Thank you, listener. So, Ron, let me just, I think it's quarter of. Shut down
okay,
my...
So we'll,
yes, so
we'll to,
if you're ready, we'll go to the light ship.
Yep, we'll go. So here we go. It's Only Worse Live on the BBS show we have now, which is live. If you want to go to the light ship, you need to come on the Saturday Night Live shows to go there. But you will feel peace energy if you're on an archive. So here we go. You can bring up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants, and also yourself. So here we go, going up. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we're there now, and your pets and animals and things are going somewhere else, and you're now going into the hot tub room. There's some rooms. I'm seeing a room that has, it's very pretty. It has rabbits with the long ears, so maybe they're jackrabbits. I'm seeing a room. We have the hummingbirds, naturally. So we request healing there. And here we go, going into those rooms. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I'll have you give me a room request, Ann.
Okay, well, hummingbird room.
Hummingbird, yeah. Okay, so stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay.
The Himalayan salt room for respiratory aid.
Okay, so here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay.
The polar bear room.
Okay, here they come. And request your healing out loud. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
The magnesium salt bath room for muscle rejuvenation.
Okay, here we go. Going swimming, so stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay.
Puppies and kittens.
Okay, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okie doke.
The dolphin room.
Okay. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And how about two more, Ann?
Okay, the ocean and beach room.
Going into the beaches and the ocean. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay?
And floating magnets.
Okay, here we go. This will help to release pain as they are being floated around you and through you. Use the word stronger to bring the energy in. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie doke. So we'll come back from the light ship. And you're checking out and getting your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. And we'll come back down now. So counting to 5, remember you're being bilocated out of time, and now you're going to be back here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, Ann.
Okay. Okay, let's see here. That was wonderful, Ron, a wonderful visit. And I hope the that listener who wrote in about the hummingbird is listening tonight and enjoyed that room, because they wrote in that they just spent some time with a hummingbird. So I thought it would be fun to then experience Source Energy hummingbirds. Okay, someone sent in a comment, creativity. I am 69 and started to paint. My sister looked at my painting and she thought it was wonderful. Well, I'm sure that it was. Oh, unfortunately, a couple of people sent in room requests a little too late, so I'm sorry about that. Please send them in again next Saturday. And they'll go on the list. And, you know, by the way, you don't have to wait. You can send emails 24/7, all the time. You can send an email or go to the BBS radio station page and click on the Weebly chat link, and you can send a message that way. Oh, and speaking of the BBS page, in case also you're a new listener, their BBS radio archives all of the radio shows that Ron does. When you see one missing, for instance, last weekend when Ron was away, we ran some archives. I don't think they repost those. But for instance, last night's show, if it isn't up already, will be probably Monday the latest. So if you didn't hear last night's show, you'll want to listen to it on the archive because it was very interesting. And then also before we get too much further along here, I just want to make sure everybody knows that tomorrow Ron is doing another healing call. It starts at 10 a.m. Pacific time. It'll last for 7 hours. And Ron does Sunday healing calls every month. And tomorrow is the last one for this month of February. You can go on to Ron's website, creationlightship.com, and right at the top you'll see a link for it, and that will give you all the information and how to pay and how much to pay. And as almost always, you're welcome to be on the call absentee, as we were discussing earlier. You can be a registered absentee and receive all the benefits of the healing, and you'll want to write down what you want worked on tomorrow, as well as have some water ready to be charged. And then the calls for next month are going to start right away, which I was happy to hear when Ron set the date. So next Saturday, which will be the 3rd of March, Ron will have a 4-hour ascension preparation. I'm sorry, 3-hour ascension preparation call that starts at 1 p.m. and a 7-hour call the next day, which will be March 4th, and then a 7-hour call on the 11th, and another one on the 18th. And I guess on the 1st of February, that set of healings will be posted, and you'll be able to sign up for and pay for those at the top of Ron's webpage again. So I just wanted to make sure everybody knew that was coming up. And there still may be an announcement for the month of March. I know Ron is very busy these next couple of months with expos, but there may still be room for one special healing, and if so, we'll announce what that's going to be and when. And that's it. Are there any other announcements I forgot about, Ron?
Nope, it sounds good. I think
okay.
You get them all.
Good. All righty. Now let me see what else we have here. Well, this is very interesting, too. It's really a nice thing a listener sent in. On last night's BBS show, you reminded me of the above-mentioned video, which is the Help Enslaved Aliens Leave Earth. You said that one listener runs it all the time, and I thought that was a brilliant idea. That helps everyone. I took the video's URL to a website called infinitelooper.com and inserted it. Now it runs continuously and I don't even have to touch it. The sound of Ron's voice is also very soothing, especially at night. I can close my eyes now. You can use this link below to run this amazing video all day long. So this listener sent us a link to this very interesting website, and I'll say what it's called again if you want to write this down and check it out, infinitelooper.com, and our administrator is going to put a link to that, I believe, on our CLS chat page website that has all the tips and further information on it, which is also worth checking out if you have not looked at that before. So thank you very, very much, listener, for sending that in. It's a very interesting website and a great idea. And
that's infiniteLooper.com? Is that what
yes,
it is?
Correct. The two words run together, infinite, LOOPER.com.
Cool.
It is cool. I know I use the Google Music Player for running the 12 Source Energies and the Time Stop and the Spirit Out and In. That works really well for me. But I immediately went over to that Infinite Looper, and it looks really, you know, like a really good backup. Or if you, you know, can't access Google Music Player for whatever reason, that seems like a really good alternative. So thank you.
Well, it seems to be about that time, isn't it? So here we go, everybody. So I'm going to do the Mind to Heart Drop. So you need to command your spirit to do this for you. So you say, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head and drop them into my heart. And to facilitate that, you count from 10 to 1 backwards. Three times, and here we go. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody. So thank you, Ann. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. And thank you, all you listeners out there. So blessings, and have a wonderful evening. We'll see you all either tomorrow on the 7-hour call, or possibly on BBS Monday at 4 o'clock Pacific. So bye, everyone. Have a wonderful evening.